Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Patrick and get a free phone. Go to charitymobile.com.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Powered by you.
Listener supported.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
That's right. We're living La Vida Católica here at Relevant Radio. Thanks for joining in. Let's begin with prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy, hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Real quick, just want to mention, it is Pledge Drive, it is true, but this is a regular program. So you can call 888-914-9149 and be on the air with your question or comment. I look forward to talking to you. The number again, 888-914-9149. Cyrus, during the break, you mentioned that you had an email you wanted to read. Is this a good time to do that?
Yeah. This is from Jen. She's listening on 9:50 a.m. in Chicago. And okay. The subject line is abortion confession and mental health issue. And so this is in response to a caller that you had earlier in the show today. And she says, "Hi, Patrick. I thought your response to the previous caller was excellent. You preserved her dignity and acknowledged her fears. There are dementias that cause those issues, as well as visual disturbances and even neurological symptoms. You handled it well to suggest she talk to the priest. I had an abortion and went to confession afterward. The priest never mentioned excommunication, but they were all wonderful along my journey to healing and conversion. I was encouraged to deepen my faith in Jesus, and I listened to you this morning, understand and believe all was lifted without being told directly. I just wanted you to know it was never mentioned, but understood in my case."
Beautiful. Oh, that's great. So that actually sounds like two separate topics, the mm-hmm. abortion issue. And then the earlier one, do I understand correctly, she's referring to the lady who called in today seeing some sort of a shape that other people couldn't see?
Right.
Is that what she's referring to?
She must be, yeah. And that was in the first hour. So if you're curious, I'll have the podcast up in about 2 hours from now, and you can go and listen to that first call.
Right. Yeah, and just to clarify, what I wanted to do is to, take her seriously, and obviously something was happening, and maybe look for a natural explanation first. Is it possible that there's a bird or a rodent or something? Because those things happen, and they do make noise, and that can sound strange. But then she clarified, and she said it wasn't a noise so much as it was a thing, a shape or something. So what happened was a listener wrote in kind of a snarky, dismissive email saying, "Well, you don't need holy water. You don't need this, the email was dismissive. So I'm glad that the person what is the name of this lady who wrote in?
That was Jen.
Jen, right. Okay, so I'm glad that Jen listened closely, because she realized that it was not I who was being dismissive of that lady, but actually defending her in the case of the other one. But anyway, thank you for that, Jen. I appreciate that. And thank you, Cyrus. 888-914-9149. Let's go to James in Circle Pines, Minnesota. Hi, James.
Mr. Madrid, Patrick, so much for taking my call. You guys
sure.
Always... I'm working on virtues, trying to, pick up good habits, mm-hmm. manage my passions, going through the catechism for the first 47. And as I encounter situations that irritate me or anger me, I'm trying to learn more about how to manage that passion. In the Catechism 1825, the Apostle Paul gives a depiction of what love/charity is. And there's a part where it talks about not being irritable or resentful. So I might be confounding, anger with irritability. But where I'm at with processing is I'm also trying to reconcile what one should be and not be. So my first reaction is a feeling. I'll feel anger or irritability. and I want to respond in love. Now, I don't want to judge my brother or condemn my brother or act in a way that would harm them, you know, with reputation or just rash actions. So look for any reading recommendations from you, Patrick, that might help me, you know, better manage my feelings and passions and do it in a loving way, according to the Apostle Paul.
Indeed. Well, that's a noble endeavor. Would that everybody was approaching the topic the way you are, James. That's great. I would like to recommend that you begin by reading what St. Thomas Aquinas has to say on the topic of anger. This is in his treatise on virtues in the Summa Theologiae. Now, to make it easy, a couple, two, three, 4 years ago, whatever it was, I tweeted a link to that section, and I just retweeted it just now. So it will take you directly to the section on anger. And to give you a brief summary, among many other helpful insights, St. Thomas points out that although anger can often be a sin and often is a sin, it is not always a sin, and that sometimes anger is necessary. Often anger is necessary when you are facing an injustice or there's some other situation, someone's being attacked, or you see the you see sin in your own life. These are things that should be responded to with a kind of righteous anger, not self-righteous, but righteous anger, which is situated in you're being roused to take action, to right a wrong, to help with an injustice, to root out sin in your own life. So in a way, you're experiencing the pangs of this kind of anger in a certain sense because you want to do exactly that in your own life. So that's available. Just go to twitter.com/PatrickMadrid, and you'll see it there at the top of the list, and the link will take you to that. Now, as far as books are concerned, there are so many good books on the spiritual life. For me, the kind of gold standard would be The Imitation of Christ by Thomas A. Kempis, and also My Daily Bread, which is a similar kind of book of meditations. And that was written by Father Anthony Paone, P-A-E-O-N-E, I believe it's spelled. Either or both are available at your local Catholic bookstore. If you don't have one near you, you can always order them online. But I do recommend patronizing your Catholic bookstore if you can. St. Francis de Sales has a beautiful treatise on many different things, including this one. It's called An Introduction to the Devout Life, classic in its genre. So those are three, four things that you could get your hands on quickly, and I think it'll give you exactly what you're looking for.
Thank you so much, Patrick, and I'll patronize St. George's and Blaine here. Shout out to them, and God bless you and the work that you're doing. Thank you.
Thanks, James. I appreciate it very much. 888-914-9149. Let's go now to Rebecca in Southern California. Hi, Rebecca. It's okay, Rebecca. You're on the air. Yes.
Hi, Patrick.
Hi.
I have a question. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. I have a question on aborted babies because they're not baptized and you're just speaking about baptism. And I was wondering where they go.
Well, babies.
Like, what happens to them?
Yeah. So the souls of babies who die without baptism, they are obviously not punished by God because they're not guilty of having committed any sins. They don't have sanctifying grace in their souls. So without the infusion of sanctifying grace in some way unknown to us, they would not be able to go to heaven. And so what the church says is that the normative way to receive sanctifying grace and thus be able to go to heaven is to receive the sacrament of baptism. Now, through no fault of their own, they weren't able to receive that sacrament. So what the church says is that we are to hope and pray and ask the Lord for salvation for these infants and trust in his mercy, because obviously he loves them even more than we do. And there was a document that was issued, and it's called The Hope of Salvation for Infants Who Die Without Being Baptized. And this was from the International Theological Commission. So this was, I want to see the date when this came out, because I think it was back in the, was it the 1990s? I'll have to double check that. But in any case, it goes through all of these aspects of your question And it takes into account, you know, what did some people say, such as St. Augustine, about limbo and so on. And the bottom line is that we should hope and pray and trust in God's mercy and love for these children, so that in a way that has not been revealed to us, because God is sovereign, he can do whatever he wants. It's his grace, he can do whatever he wants with it. So the church says, let us hope and pray that the Lord grants sanctifying grace to these unborn babies so that they can be happy in heaven. It doesn't say that it will happen, but it just says that we have every reason to hope and pray for that. So that would be the summary of that article. I think you should read it, though. It'll give you a lot more information.
How about a scripture to back that up? Is that in there in the article?
Sure. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, he sent his only son, that whoever should believe in him would not perish but have eternal life. So God loves the whole world, including unborn babies. 1 Timothy chapter 2 says in verse 1 that we should offer prayers, intercessions, petitions, and thanksgivings for everyone, for kings and for all in authority, that we may lead a quiet and tranquil life in all devotion and dignity. For this is good and pleasing to God our Savior, who wills all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. So there are two right there, many others besides, where we see that God wills the salvation of everybody. That includes unborn babies. And so we trust in him as a loving father, and he hasn't revealed to us how he might do this for those souls, but we trust that he does. I hope that's helpful. And I have to take a quick time out. Father Rocky's got a message for you this second day of Pledge Drive. I'll be right back.
Hi, Father Rocky here, asking you to give hope. Our spring Pledge Drive is underway, and we have matching funds this hour, so your gift gets doubled. Please help us with our operating costs by making a tax-deductible donation at relevantradio.com or on the app, or by calling 877-291-0123. We've got a special gift for you if you can give at the $50 a month level. It's a Real Presence arched diptych. Beautiful image of our Lord on one side with his words from the Last Supper, and an image of a stunning chalice and the Holy Eucharist on the other side. It would look beautiful on an end table or a nightstand or on your mantle. We'll send you the Real Presence arched diptych for a gift of $50 a month or more to Relevant Radio, and it's a great hour to give. We have a dollar-for-dollar match this hour, so your gift to Relevant Radio will be doubled. Give online now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123.
We got a good start this hour. I want to say thank you to everybody who's already joined us. People like Carmel in Pleasanton, California, special gift of $3,000.
Nice.
Thank you. That helps in a big way. So does your $50 in Plymouth Meeting. Francis, thank you for your help and your support. Matched, got a dollar-for-dollar match going on this hour again.
100%.
That's right. So Melinda in Sacramento, know that your $600 became $1,200. Your gift will be matched, too. We got a big goal this hour, though. We need to see around 200 people joining Team Patrick during this hour. So far, we've got 26, 27, 28 have joined so far. Will you join Team Patrick?
Everybody gets a free virtual taco. I mean, you know, like an air guitar. You know, you play air guitar. You can eat a free virtual taco on me when you make your pledge safe and secure at relevantradio.com. Just think about it, and there it is in your mind. And you can.
I like tacos.
Yeah, who doesn't like tacos? 877-291-0123. You can call that number now and give us your prayer intention as well. We only have 44 minutes left in this hour, and then that'll be it for us for today, at least for Cyrus and Mary and me. You can make your pledge safe and secure at relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app. And that's exactly what Kelly did in Lake Forest Park, Washington. She came in with a $500 brand new donation. And not only is she a new donor, but this is a new area of listeners for us at Relevant Radio. We only recently went on the air there. So thank you for that, Kelly. Rebecca in Queen Creek, Arizona, thank you for your $135 online donation, brand new donor. And Megan in Larkspur, California, I know that little town, thank you for your generous gift of $5. We're most grateful for any amount that you can give us at any time. But speaking of time now, we're down to 43 minutes left in the hour, Mary. It's going to go by very fast.
It sure is. And we're down to needing 170 people to join Team Taco here, Team Patrick. How do you do that? Simple. Stop by the website, relevantradio.com. Open up the app on your smartphone or tablet, or you can call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Thank you so much to Teresa. Miami, Florida came in with a $750 gift. Thank you. And here we've got Carol in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, going all over the country getting these gifts coming in. $1,000 doubled to $2,000. Can you give now at relevantradio.com, joining us on the app at Relevant Radio app, or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Making progress. We need 165 people to join Team Patrick in this last 45 minutes.
Now that's what I call a taco.
This is the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio and relevantradio.com.
That's right. Today is Taco Tuesday, that's for sure. I need to get that rigged up on my car. Right. Oh, Taco Tuesdays are fun. Pledge drives are nerve-wracking, but still fun, and it's on a Taco Tuesday like today. So it is a regular show. You can call in 888-914-9149, and you can be on the air. I'd love to hear from you. I had an email here. This is from Elaine, who's listening in San Luis Obispo. And Elaine says, Patrick, thanks for your ministry. Hi, Cyrus and team. You spoke on supporting the local Catholic booksellers. I agree. I go to my local Catholic bookstore instead of Amazon every time. Also, I would ask you all to pray for all the small mom and pop businesses. We're struggling under, she gets a little political there, so I'm going to leave that bit out, but I get what you're saying. She said, we would very much appreciate your prayers. I'm a St. Joseph recurring donor and a supporter of Relevant Radio. And thank you, all in caps, from Elaine in San Luis Obispo. Well, thank you, Elaine. We not only appreciate your generosity, but we will indeed pray for all those moms and pops out there, all the mom and pop businesses that may be struggling, especially maybe in a particular way, those Catholic bookstores who really need your patronizing, patronize them in a good way, of course. 888-914-9149. We'll go to George in Downey, California. Hi, George.
Hi, Patrick. Hey, quick question, Patrick. So the Anglican Church, why is it the Anglican Church doesn't have valid holy orders and cannot consecrate the host, but yet the Orthodox can and do have valid holy orders, but yet they both rebelled against the Pope and the Catholic Church?
The fundamental reason is this. Now, Pope Leo XIII, by the way, he sketched this out and I don't remember now if it was an apostolic letter. I don't think it was an encyclical, but Apostolicae Curae is the document, as I recall, in which he outlines the reasons why the Catholic Church rejects the claims of Anglican holy orders and says that they're null and void. But to give you kind of a quick overview, when King Henry VIII broke away from the Catholic Church and set himself up as the head of the new Church of England and ordered all the subjects of the realm to go into schism and heresy with him and to leave the Catholic Church. Keep in mind that England had been Catholic for just about 1,000 years prior to that point. He, by doing this, he basically severed the cord of connection to the Catholic Church, except, however, that even though all of the bishops of the realm went into heresy and schism with King Henry VIII, all except for one, by the way, that was St. John Fisher, all the others, they went into heresy and schism. But all those bishops, those Catholic bishops who went renegade, they all had valid holy orders, of course. So when they ordained priests and consecrated bishops to the extent they did that early on, as long as they did it using the approved and use the valid matter in the valid form of the consecrations or the ordinations, those would have been valid holy orders. But what happened was, not long after King Henry VIII did this, the Calvinist influence under the Puritan wing of Protestantism in England, they gained ascendancy, especially in the reign of Queen Elizabeth I. And so they were just implacably anti-Catholic, and they radically eliminated anything in the Church of England that would smack of Romish superstition, or, you know, they wanted nothing to do whatsoever with anything. And so they explicitly modified the rite of ordaining a priest, ordaining a minister, and consecrating bishops so that it would not in any way reflect what the Catholic Church teaches and knows to be true on these issues. Thus, when the Puritans got a hold of things, the validity of these consecrations of bishops and ordinations of priests went away. So from that point forward, there were no more valid holy orders. And what happened was, eventually, the Puritans fell out of favor, they lost control, and a more high church of England wing gained more ascendancy. And this is over time, and it's, you know, not as simple as the way I'm making it out to be. It was much more complicated. But in essence, this is what happened. By the time they got sort of back in power again, many generations had passed, and there was no more valid holy orders in the Church of England. And knowing this, sometimes a given Church of England priest or even a given Church of England bishop might try to get an episcopal consecration or an ordination from a renegade old Catholic bishop who had valid holy orders, because they recognize this is a serious problem. We don't have valid holy orders. So that's why. And in the case of the Eastern Orthodox churches, they, even though there was a rebellion against the Catholic Church and a severing of the bond of unity with the Bishop of Rome, they never changed the sacraments as they were celebrated in the East. They maintained them. Thus, they still have and always have had valid holy orders, therefore valid holy Eucharist. That's the main distinction, is the way in which the rituals were tampered with by the Church of England people, and they lost valid holy orders. Does that help, George?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And do read that that letter by Pope Leo XIII, in which he declares Anglican holy orders to be null and void. You can only imagine the shockwave that that might have sent through the world of the Church of England in those days. Let's see if we can get to another quick one. Let's go to Dave in Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, Patrick, love your show.
Thank you.
Hey, I just need some clarification. You kind of blew my mind just recently.
Okay.
My understanding was you said as Catholics, we can't be sure that unborn babies killed by their parents don't go to heaven?
Right.
That, I don't know, that seems preposterous.
Well, it's not when you consider what's necessary to go to heaven. You have to have sanctifying grace in your soul. And this is why baptism is necessary for salvation, for those of us who can be baptized. So Jesus says, no one can enter the kingdom of heaven unless he is born of water and the Holy Spirit. He was speaking to Nicodemus in John chapter 3. So Jesus is really clear that baptism is necessary for salvation. So in the case of an unbaptized child who's not at fault, this is where the church says, because it hasn't been revealed to us how they might be able to go to heaven, the only way they could is if God gives them sanctifying grace. So that's why we hope and pray that that's the case. But Jesus said very clearly many times that baptism is necessary for salvation. So it's really not preposterous.
Well, that sounds almost anti-Catholic, you know? I mean, how can an unborn baby not go to heaven?
I know. Well, it bears a lot more discussion, perhaps, Dave, but I'll post a link to that article about what the church teaches on it. I would encourage you to take a look at that. Thank you. I'll be right back.
You can give now at relevantradio.com or by using the app on your smartphone or tablet. When you give, that means you join Team Taco. It's real because I said it on the radio. So call now. We need 200 people during this hour. Halfway through, 200 people, and we've only got 38 people so far who've joined Team Taco. So Team Patrick, whichever team you want to be on, they're equal.
They're one and the same.
Yes, they're one and the same. So call now. It's 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. RelevantRadio.com or using the app on your smartphone or tablet.
It's easy. Yeah, and it's easy and quick. If you go to RelevantRadio.com and make your pledge there, you'll be in and out in about a minute or so. You can also give us your prayer intentions. You can do the same on the Relevant Radio app. And yes, if you want to call, we are happy to take your phone call, 877-291-0123. But please don't forget that when you make your pledge online at relevantradio.com or using the Relevant Radio app, then we'll send you immediately a special bonus gift, which is that brand new digital download of a talk by Monsignor Shea on Our Lady. Plenty there, and you're going to enjoy that. But you only get that when you make your pledge online.
You know, we had an anonymous donor who came in from another town in Minnesota I have never heard of. Nerdstrand, Minnesota. $600 made that gift online. Thank you so much. Doubled to $1,200. Thank you for your help and your support. And thank you for joining Team Patrick. You can join Team Patrick, too, when you visit relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet or when you call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Love all these online gifts coming in. You're getting your special download from Monsignor Shea. It's a beautiful talk on the Blessed Virgin Mary. We have Gail in Apple Valley, Minnesota, made the gift online. So did an anonymous donor in Phila, Pennsylvania, $100 online. Bull Valley, Illinois. Brian, thank you for your gift and your support, and $1 a day from an anonymous donor in El Cajon.
We have lots of anonymous donors, but we, even though we don't necessarily know your name, the Lord does, and we are truly grateful and praying for you. Thank you for your generosity. Sheila in Lunenburg, Massachusetts, $25 gift just now. Thank you for that. Ivana in Kansas City, Kansas, $50 gift. We sure appreciate that. Edward in Benicia, California. We've got a bunch of donations this morning from Benicia, California. I don't know what's happening there, but I like it. Thank you, Edward. $50 gift online. We appreciate it very much. And Tara in Berlin, New Jersey, $200 online gift, brand new donor. Welcome to the family, and thank you.
RelevantRadio.com or the app are the best ways to give.
Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening to my podcast. In today's crazy world, finding companies that align with your Catholic values is a challenge. Your choice of cell phone provider matters. Cyrus and I switched to Charity Mobile, and you should too. Enjoy excellent coverage on America's most reliable network while supporting a pro-life, pro-family company. Use offer code Patrick for a free phone. Don't miss out. Act now at charitymobile.com.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
All right. We're counting down the minutes. We have about 20 minutes now before the show is over for Mary and me and Cyrus. And Mary will be back in a few minutes to talk more about Pledge Drive. But in the meantime, we have a show to do. The number is 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149. Let's go to Benito in Vista, California. Hi, Benito.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Welcome.
Oh, thank you for...
You seem surprised.
Yes, I'm going...
I thought you were waiting to go on the air, but it seems surprised. That's okay. Welcome.
Yeah, I'm going to a baptism, and the family claims to be Catholic, but they're not really. And the child, one is, I think, about 2, and the other one's about 9. And I wondered if you would recommend something like a speech or something I could say at the after party for the importance of baptizing the children.
Okay. You know, you say this, they're a Catholic family, but they're really not. Do you mean that they're not practicing the faith? They don't go to Mass?
Yes, yes. No.
Okay. But, they, but
really
yet they're...
I was surprised they invited me.
Well, yeah. I mean, I can understand why you'd want to go. The fact that they're baptizing their children, though, that's a good thing. Maybe you can give them some encouragement. You know, maybe in your little speech, you can say, what a great and glorious day that you have allowed the church to welcome these two children into the body of Christ. This is a momentous thing. God bless you for doing this. And of course, you realize that now that your children are baptized, that you as mom and dad have a serious obligation before God to raise them in the faith, which means going to Mass on Sunday, you know, going to the sacraments yourselves. You know, now that they're baptized, you can't just leave them stranded high and dry and not teach them the faith. So you could, maybe in the form of a congratulatory pep talk, you can mention all those things so that they can't say they didn't know. And it might be that your congratulatory pep talk will spur them on to do that.
Yes, yes, yes. I try to share my journey with the family. And a lot of them do accept it, but they don't, you know, practice. But this, yeah, it's a glorious day. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. And Mike, also, I would recommend that you tell them all to start listening to Relevant Radio, because they will learn a lot by listening to Relevant Radio.
I was planning to do that.
Yeah. Maybe get some bumper stickers before you go to this party. So probably you're listening at 1000 AM, right? If you're in Vista, you're listening at 1000 AM.
Yes, I am. Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
yes. So you could do this. This could be a special gift. Go to relevantradio.com. And while you're there, make your pledge to help us with Pledge Drive. But you can also get some bumper stickers. And that way you'll be in a position to hand them out to at least to the mom and dad, and even to some others. So when you go to relevantradio.com, under support, you see in the navigation bar, support, scroll down, you'll see request a bumper sticker. And let them know that you want the 1000 AM stickers. And that would be a fun and effective way to do some evangelization. Thank you.
Patrick, driving up to Green Bay for the Walk to Mary, I passed 5, 6, 7 cars with Relevant Radio bumper stickers.
Love it.
I passed them because I had to get up there fast. So I might have been driving a little too fast. But it just reminded me of how important the bumper sticker is in evangelizing. So
that's a good point.
If you don't have a bumper sticker on your car, you know, saying your Relevant Radio call numbers, why not? Get it.
Yeah. You know what I'm thinking, Cyrus? I wonder if, let's say that the police officer who's about to pull you over and is a Relevant Radio listener and he sees a Relevant Radio bumper sticker on your car, I wonder if you'd say, oh, I'm going to give that guy a pass because he listens to Relevant Radio.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've been pulled over 3 or 4 times, and only recently do I have that Relevant Radio bumper sticker. And that's the only time I got a warning. So maybe,
did he say that it was because of that?
He didn't, but... Yeah. But I deserved a ticket and he gave me a warning. So yeah. I don't know. You do the math.
I see lots of those kinds of things, like people who are retired from the military or retired, you know, firefighter, or they have some other thing in their background that I think many police officers probably also have. So I've wondered if maybe they put that on the back of their car so that the sheriff or the police officer will say, I'm going to let this guy go because, you know, he used to be in the military or something like
that.
He's
one of the good guys.
Yeah.
Yep. So go to relevantradio.com and get your bumper sticker.
That's right. And while you're there, be sure to make your pledge safe and secure. You'll see where it says give now. And while you're there, you can also see the premiums that we have for you, including that beautiful image of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And I'm not given to fulsome praise, but this deserves it. It is unique and beautiful. It's got a glass pane. It's a very ornate, beautiful frame. And this could be hanging in your home when you make your pledge at, I think it's the $1,200 level. But you'll see it there at Relevant Radio. Thanks for that, Cyrus. Let's go now to John in Tucson, Arizona. Hi, John.
Hey, good morning, Patrick. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I am a... I suppose I'd be in the camp as being an evangelical. I would love to sit down with you someday and just have a long cup of coffee. And that's.
Yeah. Sounds like fun.
But let me just say one thing. One of the, a Catholic book that has had a huge impact on my life is Transformation in Christ by Dietrich von Hildebrand.
Okay.
Are you familiar with his writings?
I read The Devastated Vineyard. And I have not read the one that you're referring to, but I do know of him, of course, and I'm aware of his of the influence that he had on so many people, but I have not read that particular book.
Transformation in Christ is, we correlate it to Imitation of Christ by Thomas A. Kempis, which I have read many times as a young man when I really didn't understand that the Mass was really a sacred time of remembrance of the life of Christ. Mm-hmm. You know, the incarnation through his life and ministry, and of course, death, resurrection, and a remembering of him coming again. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those people who grew up in the church, and we don't have the time on the radio, but I want to say Dietrich von Hildebrand's Transformation in Christ is a very important piece of literature. Of course, he was a philosopher trained by some of the best philosophers in Germany. He was a man who wrote against Hitler.
He was ardent anti-Nazi.
Yeah, I mean, his story is incredible. And the depth of the writing of Transformation in Christ it's not something you sit down and read over 3 weeks. It's just you read a little bit and meditate. And I can't help but say this. It has driven me to repentance in my soul. Next to the scriptures, it's a very important book. And, of course, Imitation of Christ. I just wanted to mention that.
I'm glad you did. You know, John, I'm wondering, because I'm a cradle Catholic. I've never not been Catholic. Well, for the 2 weeks before I was baptized, I was not Catholic. But from the standpoint of somebody who is, as you say, an evangelical Protestant, a believer, a follower of Jesus, when you read that book by von Hildebrand, did it in any way move the needle one way or the other in terms of your appraisal of the Catholic Church and the question of maybe becoming a Catholic?
It did move the needle, quite frankly, yeah. That's why I said I'd love to sit down and talk with you, but we don't live in the same part of the country, so.
Well, you know what we could do, John, is if you ever want to, call in the program at your convenience. And the earlier in the hour, the easier it is for me to take more time. But maybe we could pick up discrete topics that are of interest to you and spend some time talking about them. I would love that.
Yeah, I would welcome that. Yeah, that would be wonderful. I would say this to you. My grandmother and my father, my background is Ukrainian. Interesting. My mother was Slovak, but all I want to say is that she was a Byzantine Catholic, and some of your listeners may or may not even know that they practice Eastern Orthodoxy, but still under the Pope.
Yeah, I'm very, very familiar. In fact, my wife and I, we attended a Ruthenian Byzantine parish for 3 years. I mean, we're Latin Rite Catholics, and we have no intention of changing our rite, but I'm very familiar with it, and it is truly beautiful. I can appreciate
that. Yeah, my grandmother was a huge, huge influence in my life.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad to hear that. Well, my hope, John, I have to take a break, I'm afraid, but my hope is
that... I know you do, and...
As you listen to Relevant Radio, I hope it will, you know, help the process on the journey. Whatever we can do to help John along the way, we're here for you.
Yep, I hear that, and hey, 104.9 used to be the ESPN station here, and all of a sudden I wanted to check on scores, and all of a sudden here's Relevant Radio, and I thought, well, this is interesting. So
I love it. That's great.
Yeah. Hey, blessings to you. And if you get a chance, pick up a copy of Transformation in Christ. It is an unbelievable book. Unbelievable. I mean, it is deep and rich.
Got it. Well, it's on my list now, John. Thanks to you. I do appreciate that. And I look forward to our next conversation. In the meantime, I'd like you to listen to this message from a listener who listens to Relevant Radio just like you do, and how listening affects that person's life.
Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
You know how you have all these people that you just kind of grow up with in the church?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see a lot of them at church anymore, even the ones that are in town. And I almost want to reach out to all these people because they have children of their own now and just say, come back to church. Life is better when you do keep God in it.
So true.
So,
tell them about Relevant Radio, honestly.
My father's the one who turned me on to you, too.
God bless him.
So I have been listening the last couple of years.
Shout out to Dad. Thank you, Dad, for helping Julie.
Yeah, shout out to Dad.
But you know what? You can pay it forward, Julie, and I'm saying this in absolute sincerity. Tell everybody you know. Tell all these, you know, wobbly families who maybe aren't getting to Mass. people who are drifting away. Tell them about Relevant Radio. Get them to start listening. And it's truly amazing. Well, you saw what happened to you, right? It helped you, didn't it?
It sure did.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
All hands on deck. That's what we are calling for. We still need 100 people here in the last 15 minutes of this hour. I said 100 people in the last 15 minutes if we're going to make our goal for this hour. We need you to join Team Patrick at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Yes, time is a ticking. We're now down to about 14 minutes left in the hour, and this will be it for Mary and me and Cyrus for today. It's the second day of Pledge Drive. We have a lot of ground to cover to get to our $3 million need to stay fully funded. It's not a good feeling to have too much month at the end of the money. You know how that is. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. I think most people do. And we really have to avoid that situation. We have to pay our bills on time, keep the lights on, keep everything going. 206 and counting radio stations around the country. By the way, shout out to all of our beloved affiliates. We love you and we're so grateful that you're with us. But it obviously takes money to run this big machine. And that's why we come to you four times a year during Pledge Drive to say, hey, please help us. We really need you. We are listener supported. So if you're ready to make that support call, call 877-291-0123. Or go to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app. And Devin in St. Paul, Minnesota just did that. He went online to relevantradio.com, made a pledge of $375. Thank you, Devin. We really appreciate it, but we need a whole lot more between now and the top of the hour.
Call now. It is 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123, or you can be like this anonymous donor in Hanford making your gift online of $1,200. Thank you. And that was doubled to $2,400. Your gift will be doubled too when you visit relevantradio.com, use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or if you give us a call at 877-291-0123. Also, remember, when you visit the website or you use the app, you can see these great thank you gifts we have available for you. We do have the Our Lady of Guadalupe framed print for your gift of $1,200 or more, the beautiful Real Presence arched diptych if you give a gift of $600, and of course, at $1 a day, what a great book we do have for you from Fulton Sheen, Words First Love, The World's First Love. It's a great book, and it's yours for your gift of $1 a day at relevantradio.com. When you use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or if you give us a call at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We need 90 people to join Team Patrick here in the last 10 minutes of this hour. Help us out. 877-291-0123.
It relevant. It's the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio. Join the conversation at 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149.
We are back in the last few minutes left of the third hour of the program, second day of Pledge Drive. And I'll be joined by Mary Graham in a minute to talk more about that at the top of the hour. But in the meantime, there's still time for you to call in and be on the program, 888-914-9149. Let's go over to Riverside, California now, talk to Jose. Good morning, Jose.
Morning, how's it going?
Doing well, thanks.
Hey, yeah, I did have a question. So I've heard from Christians that you must be born again. So I do see that in the gospel where Jesus tells Nicodemus, you must be born again,
right,
to see to see the kingdom of heaven. Mm-hmm. You must be born of water and of the Spirit. I haven't heard that from like the Catholic side, but I've heard that from the Christian side. So as a Catholic, how do you get saved, or what does that mean, or where in the scriptures does it show us for Catholics how to get saved?
Oh, there's only one way to get saved. There's not a Catholic way and a Protestant way. There's only one way to be saved, and that's through, in the case of those who have the opportunity to be baptized. So you have faith in Jesus Christ, repent of your sins, and be baptized. There's only one way. So you see this, for example, I'll come back to John chapter 3 where Jesus describes this, but St. Peter, he's asked this very question in Acts chapter 2, the day of Pentecost. And after preaching to the people in Jerusalem, we're told that many of them were cut to the heart and said, okay, brothers, what do we do now? And he says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So he echoes what Jesus says to Nicodemus in John chapter 3. That's how you get saved. And by the way, that is the born-again experience. Many people, they have this notion that to be born again is this feeling that you have when you've given your life to Jesus, when you say the sinner's prayer. That's good, and we Catholics experience the same thing, but that's not the biblical being born again. In John chapter 3, and you alluded to it, Jesus says, and I'll begin reading in verse 3, he says, amen, amen, I say to you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above. Nicodemus said to him, how can a person once grow old be born again? Surely he cannot re-enter his mother's womb and be born again, can he? Jesus answered, amen, amen, I say to you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. What is born of flesh is flesh, and what is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed that I told you. You must be born from above. So the point here is that Nicodemus, he was thinking, you know, like, what on earth does this mean to be born again? And he immediately had this sort of crass notion that how can you, like, be born again? I mean, if you've already come out of your mother's womb, there's no way you can do that again. And Jesus is saying, when he says what is born of the flesh is flesh, what is born of the Spirit is spirit, he's showing him it has nothing to do with amniotic fluid, has nothing to do with coming out of your mother's womb. It has to do with the effects of baptism. And that baptism forgives you of your sin and you are regenerated. This is what he means by being born again or born from above. You are regenerated. And we see this, for example, that as soon as this conversation that he had with Nicodemus, where he twice emphasizes the necessity of baptism, what do we read in verse 22? After this, Jesus and his disciples went into the region of Judea, where he spent some time with them baptizing. So the whole context of this conversation with Nicodemus is the sacrament of baptism. Now, could somebody be saved without baptism? Yes. And we see an example of that, Jose, in the case of the good thief on the cross. He was not baptized, but he came to faith in Jesus and repentance at nearly the very last minute, and he was saved. So in the case of somebody who doesn't have the opportunity for baptism and yet desires to be saved and has faith in Jesus, that would be sufficient. And the church recognizes something called baptism of desire, for example, in which somebody intends to be baptized, wants to be baptized, and repents and believes, but yet is prevented from being baptized before death, the church recognizes that person can be saved. So these are all really rooted in the one, same, only way that anybody, anywhere could ever be saved, as I just described. So I hope that clarifies it, because it would be incorrect to think that there's some Catholic way to be saved and another way for Protestants. No, it's just all in Jesus. And for those who can, baptism is necessary. Does that help?
Yeah, I just have my other kind of question was I was baptized when I was a baby.
Right.
As was I. Growing up and what's that?
As was I. I was 2 weeks old when I was baptized.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but I obviously growing up and, you know, I was into sin and, you know, I, obviously didn't do things the way Jesus wanted me to. Mm-hmm. And I was really, really just not doing well and just into a lot of sin without going into detail.
We're almost out of time.
I apologize.
No, don't apologize. But are you asking about the born again experience after baptism?
No, I'm asking if since I was baptized, was I already saved?
You were saved, but you lost your salvation when you went into serious sin. But thank God, Jesus helps restore that through the sacrament of confession, also known as reconciliation. So that's a restoration of the grace that's lost through serious sin. God loves us, and he wants us to be happy, and he gives us the means to do that. Thanks, Jose.
still in need of help to make our goal for this hour, the final 6 minutes, and we are in need of another 50 people that can join us here at Relevant Radio, help give hope to your local community, or you can make that gift at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We need to raise $3 million by the end of this week, and it's only going to happen if we hit our goals each and every hour.
Oh, boy, and it's a big goal, but with your help and God's grace, we're going to make it. That's why we pray at the beginning of every hour of Pledge Drive, because that is our intention. And that's where you come in, because Relevant Radio is listener-supported. We don't have, you know, fabulously wealthy tycoons who lavish money on us. We don't have that. We don't have, you know, big government dole-outs or anything like that. We have you. And if you're benefiting from listening to Relevant Radio, and of course, when you listen to the testimonies of people whose lives are being changed, how can you say no to that? I mean, when you participate in Pledge Drive, even a dollar a day, whatever it may be, or you may say, well, here's $20,000, whatever it is, you are investing in the eternal lives of the countless people who listen to Relevant Radio, maybe even your own. So please do not underestimate the power of your donation at any level, especially today when it's doubled dollar for dollar.
877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Safe and secure online at relevantradio.com, or you can use the app on your smartphone or tablet. You know, Patrick, when you said that we don't have any wealthy tycoons. We will take one or two. I mean, sure. If you are one and you're listening, and you can do a $5, $10, $20, $30,000 gift right now. Absolutely. Yeah. We could use your help if there's any tycoons out there listening. But we'll take all of the all of the average Joes like myself and Patrick, and you want to help us out here with a gift of $50 one time, $500, $25, whatever gift you can give at. We need your help. We're just counting people at this point. Another 50 people is what we need here. Actually, 40 people here in the last 4 minutes of this hour. The only way we're going to get that many gifts in is if you give your gift online at relevantradio.com or using the app on your smartphone or tablet, and leave the phone lines open for those who only can give by making the phone call at 877-291-0123.
Yeah, it's always better if you give online. You'll never get a busy signal there. That's relevantradio.com. Make your pledge there. We have less than three minutes now before the top of the hour. So make your move at this moment. Please don't delay. Relevantradio.com. Virginia did that with her online gift. Virginia's living in Bakersfield, California. $50 online gift. Thank you for that, Virginia. Also, Bridget in Naperville, Illinois, just came in with a $114 online gift. Thank you for that. And Mary in Philadelphia, thank you for your $35 gift, also online. Brand new donors all. Welcome to the family. And everybody, go and do likewise right now, please.
I love seeing people coming in from all over the country. Annie in Naples, Florida, $200. Thank you. Online gift from Arthur in Woodland, California. Join the Recurring Gift Society. We appreciate your help and your support. Hilda in Tempe, Arizona, $25 gift. And we have Joe in Eddy, Texas, giving for a second time during this pledge drive. You can do that too. You can help us out when you call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123 or relevantradio.com or by using the app on your smartphone or tablet.
It's easy when you go online at relevantradio.com. It's easy and it's fast and it is secure, so you don't have to worry about your data. It's all secure there and also on the Relevant Radio app, but please go there now. We are down to about 90 seconds left in the hour. It's the second day of Pledge Drive, but we've got a long way to go.
Long way to go. We'll get there with your help. Join Team Patrick now at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Together, we will give hope to your local community.
That's right. There's still time. Go to Relevant Radio right now. I mean, like right now. Go to relevantradio.com or tap that app on your phone and make your pledge. We are down to the last 30 seconds before we have to wrap it up. So go, go, go.
877-291-0123. Safe and secure at relevantradio.com. Mary and Patrick will be back tomorrow.